Why the next step in legal AI depends on trust, not just capability. Drafting, summarizing, and reviewing are no longer where legal AI proves its worth. Those tasks have become the expected standard, and the real question is what the technology can do next. Most firms evaluating AI tools have moved past the question of what AI can produce and are now asking a more consequential one. What happens after the answer? For a property, conveyancing, or commercial practice, the steps that follow an AI-generated insight are where professional risk lives. A client may need onboarding. Identity may need to be verified. Searches may need to be ordered and company details checked. Compliance evidence may need to be captured, and a practitioner may need to approve the next step before it creates cost or professional responsibility. An answer can be useful, but an action needs trust. The gap between a suggestion and a matter step. A general-purpose AI tool can identify that a matter may require a title search, a company check, or a verification step. But identifying the need is not the same as fulfilling it. Someone still needs to know which service to use, enter the right details, check whether the search has already been ordered, approve the cost, save the result, and be able to explain later what happened and why. In a small firm, that person is often the principal, the senior conveyancer, or the one team member who knows the process best. This is the hidden weight around everyday matter work, and it is not a problem that buying more software solves on its own. When legal AI begins moving from answers to actions, remembering, chasing, checking, and rekeying across disconnected systems becomes a risk question rather than just an efficiency one. That is why the next phase of legal AI cannot be built on capability alone. It needs a trust layer. What a trust layer means for your firm. A trust layer sits between the AI tool and the matter action. It connects the AI experience to approved services, authoritative data, permissions, approval points, and records. In practical terms, it ensures that any AI-assisted action uses the right service, draws on authoritative data, respects your firm's approval processes, flags costs before they are incurred, prevents duplicate searches, logs every request, and keeps the practitioner in control throughout. Without that layer, AI may produce a polished answer while leaving your firm exposed to uncertainty. With it, AI can help bring the next matter step closer without removing the judgment and responsibility that belong with the firm. The professional standard is shifting, and so is the compliance burden. Legal practitioners are already being encouraged to treat AI with appropriate care. The Law Society of NSW's 2026 Guide to Responsible AI Use notes that solicitors need to understand how the technology works so they can avoid breaching professional and ethical obligations, highlighting issues including accuracy, privacy, data security, legal costs, and the need to review AI-generated work carefully. At the same time, compliance pressure is intensifying. AUSTRAC's Legal Profession Program Starter Kit confirms that legal practices must have an AML-CTF program now in place before providing designated services. Compliance should not become another disconnected job for the busiest person in your firm. If AI can understand matter context, surface the right step, connect to trusted services, and preserve the record, it can reduce the administrative load around compliance without reducing professional oversight, meaning fewer missteps, less rekeying, clearer records, and more confidence that the right things are happening at the right time. Trusted services matter more than confident answers. General-purpose AI tools are not limited because they are poorly built. They are limited because they are not, by default, connected to the specific legal, property, company, identity and compliance services your firm relies on to move a matter forward. You do not need AI to guess whether a title search is relevant. You need AI to help bring the right search into the matter, using a trusted service, with the right controls around it. The same applies to ASIC checks, PPSR-related searches, verification of identity, authority certificates, client onboarding, and compliance steps. The value is not AI that sounds authoritative. The value is AI that knows when trusted services are needed and connects to them on your terms. What to look for as legal AI matures? As AI becomes more capable, the question for your firm is no longer whether a product uses AI. The more important question is whether the AI has the right trust layer around it, Whether it connects to services your firm already relies on, uses authoritative data, preserves permissions and approvals, prevents unnecessary duplicate actions, creates an audit trail, and allows your team to review what happened before relying on it. The next generation of legal AI will not succeed because it produces more words. The useful shift is AI that understands the matter, connects to trusted services, and helps the right step begin with the right controls in place, not by replacing professional judgment, but by reducing the manual work around the matter while keeping your firm in control.